With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. military says three service members have been killed and five seriously wounded in the Iran operation, which began yesterday jointly with Israel. Today, Israel and Iran are trading strikes as part of the widening war after the killing yesterday of Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a surprise bombardment blasted Tehran, whose target was not immediately clear, sent a huge plume of smoke into the sky this morning. The U.S.-Israeli attack has disrupted flights across the Middle East.
The disruptions come as countries near that region close their airspace. In addition, three key airports that connect Europe, Africa, and the West to Asia halted operations. Israel, Qatar, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, and Bahrain all closed their airspace. Those closures stranded thousands of travelers or diverted them to other airports.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The head of the Family Research Council warns Republican leaders not to ignore abortion in the coming midterm election cycle.
President Trump made no mention of pro-life priorities during last week's State of the Union address, and FRC's Tony Perkins says ignoring the issue could be a vulnerability for the GOP.
The rank and file understand it. I think the president doesn't completely understand it, but there was a poll just recently released that shows that this is a very important issue for Republican voters.
The president also recently suggested that House lawmakers give a little when it comes to federal funding of abortion services. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At least two retail customers have filed proposed class action lawsuits against companies that have sued in trade court to ensure they received refunds from tariffs now deemed illegal. Those individuals want the money to go to the customer. This is SRN News. Support for capital punishment remains fairly strong in the U.S., even though nearly half of the states have outlawed it. According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering someone. Amongst religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment, as do 71% of white mainline Protestants and 66% of white Catholics. Roughly 60% of black Protestants also support the death penalty. Christians and other religious minorities in Sudan may be the victims of genocide. That's the conclusion of a report by a United Nations fact-finding team that has just returned from the African nation. It concludes that the Rapid Support Forces, a rebel group battling for control of Sudan, has carried out a, quote, coordinated campaign of destruction against non-Arab communities in and around El Fasher, the hallmarks of which point to genocide. This is SRN News. Another big company is leaving California. News correspondent Bill Alexander.
Public Storage, which is the largest self-storage company in the United States, announced it will be moving its corporate headquarters to Frisco, Texas. The company was founded in California in 1972 and has been based in Glendale, a Los Angeles suburb. Public Storage said it is moving to take advantage of the depth of talent and innovation in the Frisco market.
Conservatives suggest that California's high taxes, high gas prices, high housing prices, and underperforming schools may also play a role. Neil Sedaka has passed away. The million-selling singer and songwriter had a number of hits, including Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, Calendar Girl, and Oh, Carol, a lament for his high school sweetheart, Carol King. Amongst those covering his work were Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and Captain and Tennille, whose version of Love Will Keep Us Together hit number one in 1975. This is SRN News.